You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The talk of ceasefires, the hopes for peace talks over the future of Syria turned out to be just that, talk and hope. The cities of Homs and Damascus have been hit by a wave of bombings carried out by the so-called Islamic State, whilst President Assad has continued to gain territory with the support of Russian air power. So, is the diplomacy just proving to be a cover for military gains for various sides in this conflict? I've been speaking to Evelyn Farkas, who was until last year the US Deputy Assistant Secretary for Defence.
We've been on this merry-go-round a couple of times already, and I'm afraid that I can't be personally much more optimistic right now. I mean, I hope that Secretary Kerry is closer to, as you said, negotiating a ceasefire, but I'm afraid that there's very little evidence right now for any hope.
And to use your metaphor of the merry-go-round, aren't the people with smiles on their faces on that merry-go-round President Assad and President Putin, who are making progress on the ground as the West talks about talks?
Yes, they are absolutely the ones smiling. And, you know, this is kind of a tactic we've seen from Russia before. So about a year ago, actually, this very thing happened in the context of the Minsk negotiations, where the Russians said, well, we would like to call a ceasefire. But in 2 days, I believe it was about a day or two, they said, we will cease firing. And in the meantime, of course, they quickly, you know, mopped up the military operation that they had initiated and made sure that the battlefield was to their liking, and then went to the negotiating table to seal the deal.
So this is
a tried and true method for them.
And the aim of this was to strengthen Assad, to possibly make gains in Aleppo, but in the longer term, to say Assad is someone you need to do business with, you can no longer say he's got to go.
Absolutely. I mean, look, for those of us who have been watching Russia and this Kremlin very closely, all along, there's been no question that the Russian government's objective is to keep Assad in power. And there are a lot of reasons for that. They stem from the overall Russian foreign policy objectives, you know, not to see these dictators being foisted out by outside intervention. Of course, they're being foisted out also by their people in part. Not to see any, you know, to rewrite the international rules of the road. So, and of course, to keep Putin in power, because he sees this kind of outside military intervention to remove a despotic dictator as something very potentially personal to him.
Now, you work for the Obama administration, but do you ever worry that the president's deep unwillingness to get engaged in this dispute in its very early days really is something that we're now all living with the consequences of?
Well, I think the key here is understanding that we need leverage on the Russians in order to get an agreement. So whether it's through military force or some other means, because, you know, people aren't really talking about things like sanctions. We could consider sanctioning Russia within the context of Syria, and that is to say getting some of our Middle Eastern allies to work together with us and our European allies who are already sanctioning Russia over Ukraine. There are other things maybe we could think about, but certainly on the military side, I do believe that we need to press forward. But I'm not going to litigate the past.
And when you say on the military side we need to press forward, in what way?
Well, I think we clearly need to be supporting the Syrian opposition. I mean, we can't leave them without our support. And so while we, you know, until we get a negotiated outcome that is to, you know, that satisfies us as well as the Russians and the Syrians and the Assad government, we need to continue to put pressure on Assad and the Russians, and we need to support the Syrian opposition. And that means militarily as well.
Isn't the lesson of Ukraine, though, that we take our eye off the ball? In other words, we lose interest in it, and in the space that is created, President Putin once again gets stronger.
Frankly, what Putin does very well is, as you mentioned, he surprises us. He takes us off balance. He does this kind of judo trick, you know, which is to lash out, to use his military somewhere where we're not expecting him to. Once we're off balance, and then he's also kind of the poker player, so he'll take risks in doing that. And this is something that, you know, we were not expecting and we're uncomfortable with, we in the West.
Evelyn Farkas, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
You can listen to more free content from the Today program by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.